Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Elemental Royalties, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELE and on the OTCQX under the symbol ELEMF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Frederick Bell. Now, Fred, let's follow up on news beginning of last week that outlined a large royalty portfolio acquisition for Elemental. Now, the company is acquiring South 32's gold royalty portfolio. The total value of this deal is about $55 million. Before we get into some of the nuances of the deal and the assets that are coming along with this royalty portfolio, I want to get a little bit of background on how this deal came together, because this $55 million price tag, this is one of the largest acquisitions, largest dollar-wise deals to come out of a royalty company that has a sub $1 billion market cap. Give us a little bit more background on how this deal came together, please.
Hi, Corey. It's a first transaction for Elemental as a public company. You'll recall we've been private for 3 years and listed in the summer. And so I think for us to be able to come out with an acquisition that doubles the size of the company on a number of metrics, I think is it's a really, really positive start for us. And I think to have the endorsement of getting South 32 in as our largest shareholder as part of this royalty acquisition should open a lot of doors for us going forwards as well. And the way it came about is that South 32 ran a competitive process for the last 2 months or so on their precious metals royalties that they held. And all three of these royalties were in Western Australia. And an Elemental, I think they saw the opportunity to take cash, but also take just under 20% of the company in equity. And that, I think, speaks to the fact that they believe they will make more money from the equity side of this going forwards. And so it's both enables us to do a deal essentially the size of the company, but also then enables our shareholders to benefit from the increased value, the increased diversification, and the growth that this acquisition builds into our portfolio.
That really speaks to the sweet spot that the company's in, though, and why you guys went public, though, right? Is because you do want to take off these royalty portfolios, or really royalties off of these larger companies that you can argue they're not getting any value for. And in all fairness, that's not their main business focus. So then by them taking some shares in the company, it gives at least a little bit more upside, I guess you can say, for a company like South 32. But then for you guys, it also puts you on the map with some producing royalties or royalties that will double your revenue by mid next year. Give us a little bit of a rundown, though, on the main royalties within this transaction. There are a total of three royalties acquired. Which ones can you highlight for us?
Yeah, and I think when we listed, we were pretty clear that we would rather target some meaningful acquisitions that will make a material impact to Elemental than going out and buying 40 exploration royalties. And if you look at our portfolio to date, over the last 3.5 years, we have acquired 6 royalties, but 5 of those are over operating assets prior to this transaction. So a real focus on material acquisitions for us that move the needle. And this royalty portfolio acquisition does exactly that. The three royalties are all in Western Australia, so a tier one jurisdiction. And the largest and most material is a 2% NSR on Capricorn's Karlawinda gold mine, which will be Australia's newest gold mine and is currently under construction and due to start commissioning in Q2 of 2021, next year. And that will be Elemental's largest royalty by revenue once it's up and running. And the second royalty is a royalty on part of Focus Minerals Laverton project, also in Western Australia, and the third royalty, and that's in the development stage now, and the third royalty is on part of Rumble Resources Western Queen asset in Western Australia. And I think that what we get with this portfolio acquisition is we get the portfolio reweighted towards Australia in terms of jurisdiction, which is really helpful for us. It's a tier one jurisdiction, and I think if you could have a royalty in any country, you'd probably be looking at places like Australia, Canada, the US. In terms of revenue, you touched on it, from mid next year onwards, this almost doubles the size of our revenue sort of straight away going forwards. And then with the Laverton royalty coming on forecast in 2022 onwards, you know, it gives us growth into our royalty portfolio next year, the year after, and the year after, without doing anything else. And so all of a sudden, you know, we have a lot of growth organically in the portfolio without having to spend, you know, any more money buying other royalties, just to begin with.
So what are the projections then for next year in terms of the doubling of royalty revenue? What can investors expect from revenue coming into the company?
So for this year, Elemental, for 2020, Elemental has forecast about $5.2 million of gross revenue. And that we're about on track for that so far. And then for next year, we're looking at just under sort of $8 million of revenue. And that's because we would anticipate about a half year of Karlawinda coming in. But on a sort of 12-month forward basis from mid next year, that's when you start to see the revenue doubling going forwards. And I think it's really interesting if you look at Wanyon, that we started receiving royalty payments from at the end of January, so 11 months of this year. So next year will be the first year we have a full year of royalty revenue from Wanyon. And then 2022 will be the first year we have a full year of revenue from Karlawinda. And then we already have in the portfolio the Mercedes royalty on Premier Gold, on Premier Gold's asset there, that will start paying us in mid-2022, a date hurdle. So 2023 will be the first full year that starts paying us. And then you have the Laverton royalty as well. So it just means that for the next 1, 2, and 3 years, we have growth in that revenue. You know, even if we don't do anything else. And for this year, it's $5.5 million. For next year, it's a bit under $8 million US if we do nothing else. And then for the year afterwards, we're getting up to sort of 12 million order of magnitude. So you can see how it really quickly increases as we go forward.
Yeah, that's interesting. The next couple of years, even without doing anything, as you've outlined, the revenue will continue to increase. So that's something to, I guess, note. But you also did mention that how this royalty acquisition or this royalty portfolio acquisition gives you a bit more exposure in Australia and towards gold. Australia's been noted over the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years as being a real standout area for companies, not just finding resources, but also developing these resources, and also a bit more focus towards gold. Take us through how this is impacting your strategy moving forward. Are we going to see a bit more focus in terms of royalties in Australia?
Well, I think what it does do is it does two things. It keeps, these are all gold royalties, so it actually increases our weighting, I think sort of order of magnitude, 98% gold. So really heavily weights us towards gold there. And I think also it moves us towards, at the moment, our largest royalty is on Teranga's Wangyon, and it moves us as a concentration of our portfolio towards Australia. So that's really helpful. But I think we've always guided that we do see opportunities elsewhere, and we see opportunities in both countries like Australia, but also some developing countries in South America or West Africa, where we see less mature gold fields. And so I think if we can get a really good blend of royalties in tier one jurisdictions that offer us more security perhaps in terms of that jurisdiction, but we can also merge it with some royalties like Teranga's Wangyon, which is a brand new mine, really underexplored region, and we have a royalty over the whole gold belt. We should get that blend of exploration upside and security in terms of jurisdiction. And I think if you can balance both of those to some extent as you build the portfolio out, you should get the best of both worlds.
All right, Fred, let's take a step back then too and discuss the overall market and how it relates to the possibility of getting additional deals done for Elemental. Look, I've talked a lot about the correction that the precious metals are in, especially gold, over the last about 5 months now. Gold stocks are also correcting. The gold price is still holding right around that 1850, even higher than that level. So it's still a strong year for gold. But in terms of the side that you're on, which is more on the buy side, getting some sort of royalties, facilitating transactions, any updates that you can give us how this correction has maybe enabled the company to move forward with some more transactions?
Well, it's interesting because we have two sources for our transactions, both from companies themselves, and that is largely dependent on market conditions, but also from third-party royalty owners. And this acquisition from South32 is a good example. And it happens to be someone who's a company in the mining industry. But there are a large number of third-party royalties we have spoken to over the last few years as a private company. And I think that sometimes with those vendors, fixing a gold price going forwards is one of the important aspects for us. And so I think actually a bit of a pullback in the gold price in the short term can be very helpful for us. Because it's, we're not having to accommodate views of sort of the gold price going above $2,000. You know, we can use a lower gold price going forwards, which helps in the valuation perspective. And also, actually, sometimes correction in the markets, for some companies, it can make a royalty more attractive if equity prices come off. So I think it, in a way, and actually in the short term, helps us both on opportunities where we were talking to companies and on some opportunities where we were talking to private royalty owners as well.
All right, Fred, we're going to wrap it up here. I did just want to really focus on this recent acquisition of South32's gold royalties because it's a big deal for the company, a big deal for any royalty company, especially sub $1 billion. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything regarding Elemental royalties, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Fred to address those. Fred, thanks for taking time today. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. You too.